Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the hotline and welcome to the show a guy who dedicated several years to this community and now is helping out. First of all, dedicated his body and now is helping out with his money. Let's say hello to Jameis Winston. Jameis, how are you, pal?
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me. Hello, hello.
Can I call you J-Boo like everybody else? Or is that like, are we cool like that?
Just call me Jameis, Mike.
All right. All right. We'll get there eventually. First of all, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming, man. 9 years.
Was she like, come on, Jameis, let's get it on already. I mean, we waited. I've been with you. I got a kid, the whole deal. I was like, wrap this up already.
One thing that her and my kid have taught me over my years is patience. Like, yeah. She's very patient. She's very loving. So it was the perfect time.
Will you have more kids? I have two kids, and I'll tell you, it's the best thing you'll ever do.
Man, when my son was like basically first born to about 18 months, I was like, yeah, I mean, we can have a lot of these. But as soon as he turned 19 months, I was like, yeah, it's time for us to slow down.
That's hilarious. And how about this? How about when they go, hey, what do you want to have, a boy or a girl? And you go, oh, I don't care as long as it's healthy. And then they tell you it's a boy, and you're like, oh, hell yeah.
I think that's exactly how my experience went first time.
I always think about this. How great is it that your son, how old is he now? Oh, sorry, you broke up. How old is he?
He's 22 months.
22 months. So he will get to see you play, and he will get to, like, I always think that's the greatest thing, that when you see a player leave the field and go over and pick up his kid, that's like the coolest father-son relationship ever. So that's got to be awesome.
Yeah, I always like envision picking up my son, and like when they're a baby, my son or daughter, and they have like they have those kitty headphones on because it's so loud, you know. Like that's always been a dream of mine. So we definitely got to make that happen.
I want to say thank you for the donation you made with Titus. I think it's great that you do. You plan on living here, or do you even know yet? Like if you go play somewhere else, you're gonna move somewhere else, or do you like living here in the Tampa Bay area?
It doesn't matter where I go. Tampa, this is my new home. Yeah. This is going to be my community. I'm going to be proactive in this community to the day I die. Like, I love this city.
Well, I think that's great, and I think it's great that you are helping out now, not only with the cash, but to help set up the COVID hotline. Now, what's the COVID hotline for? But people call to look where they can get testing, or what is it exactly for?
It's literally for everything. You can call, and it takes you through a digital triage test. Or you answer certain questions in terms of, like, are you sick? You know, do you have a headache? Do you have a fever? And you also have the option to get great factual information from the CDC in terms of, like, what's the best next steps for you to take if you have certain characteristics that or symptoms that show that you have COVID, or if you don't have COVID, like, don't go to the emergency room, you know.
Right.
Spend 8 days in the house, and the great thing about this partnership was that I was able to do it with Dr. Scott Kelly, a great friend of mine who lives in Tampa, and just having a medical professional. And also, thank you to all the frontline medical professionals that are putting their life on the line, doing jobs over and beyond their pay grade to help assist a lot of struggling Americans. During this virus. Well, so when I was able to team up with Dr. Scott Kelly, it made it kind of easier, because this guy who is in surgery every single day has taken seconds out of his day just so he could focus on COVID patients. Like, so it was awesome to team up with him.
That's great. And I tell you, I told Titus this before, and it doesn't mean to sound too cheesy, but when we see guys like you, like when average guys see guys like you guys helping out, and not just like writing checks, but being like, you're out there today in the community and doing that, it's an inspiration for everybody. Like, if this guy's doing it, I need to at least do my part. So thank you for that. And also, Jameis, I we've met you before. We saw you recently at the Chris Godwin foundation party at Eddie V's, and I don't know if we ever get the chance to say this, but I thank you for all that you did here in Tampa Bay. You know, you are ready to set off on the next part of your career, but I hope you know you definitely were appreciated and added some real excitement, especially last season.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, Tampa has given me so much, And like you said, like I'm still gonna be a native here. Like this is my city. So I don't plan on losing too much touch with this city or even with you guys. So I'm grateful to receive the appreciation that you know your show has for me. So I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Plus we have Gio who works here who is easily. Like, he's your biggest fan, but to the point where I want to give you a picture of him in case you see him in your yard at night.
Yeah, he's your biggest stan is what he is.
Yeah. Gio, how excited are you to talk to Jameis now?
Oh, this is great. I'm a Florida State guy, so it goes all the way back to when he came to college.
He will fight for you to the end.
Well, you need fans like that. And, Gio, I'm thankful for you, too, bro. And I know you have some fun watching those reruns of our championship games.
Hey, man.
The past few days.
2013 was just on like 2 nights ago. I watched the whole game.
Yeah, man. I've been getting a lot of it. All I've been doing is being able to work out and watch film. And it's nothing better than watching yourself win the national championship.
Hey, also, I got to tell you, when I watched Hard Knocks and you went back to your hometown and showed the house you grew up in and all that stuff, I was even happier that you're rich now for you. I love when guys who come from little means make it out to become become rich because you earned it and you got your way out of there and you must be so happy you don't have to drink out of that hose anymore.
Well, man, I'm definitely blessed and honestly, just a couple days, even in my 4-5 bedroom house. Me and my son was drinking out of the hose pipe the other day. I think it's just in our blood, Alabama blood, drinking out of a hose pipe.
Once a hose drinker, always a hose drinker.
That's right. No, it's definitely a blessing.
Hey, Jameis, I don't think there's anything you can't do from your house because I saw you got married at your house. You basically built a training facility in your backyard.
Yeah, man. I mean, when they say stay home, I mean they mean stay home. So you got to make the most of what you got, and I think we've done that. The wedding was beautiful.
I was gonna say now we know why you got married. Now you were like, we could do this really on the cheap if we get married now. Hey, can't go outside.
Yes, it was so convenient, and the most important part it was to Bree's liking. As long as she was happy, she enjoyed it. I could care less what anyone else says, right? As long as my wife taken care of, we straight.
Who is it? Was there a best man?
No.
That's it.
The only active members in the wedding was my little brother, and his job was to make sure that my 22-month-old did not try to jump in the water, and my Labradoodle Tootsie, she walked out with me, so I guess she was like my escort or whatever.
Well,
she did not leave my heel all day, so I was just like, okay.
I'm looking at your Instagram right now. Your kid's adorable, and you guys look super happy, and this is good for you. Now, I know we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but if you had a choice of where you'd want to go? Yeah, I mean, just not necessarily teams, side of the country. You want to go live out west? You want to go up north? Anywhere? If you had a choice, where would you go?
Man, The biggest thing about free agency is going to a team that wants you, and going to a team that's obviously in a good position. One thing that I did have at Tampa Bay is I had some superstar players, so I'm definitely gonna miss those guys. So you try to look for organization with similar talent, with obviously great prestige in the organization. And you're just trying to find a place where you can go in and play and win.
Did you look at your wife at any point and go, well, here's the game plan for the future. Every Bucs quarterback who leaves goes on to win the Super Bowl. So that's probably going to happen to us as well.
I know. I definitely want to keep that train going.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope whatever works out for you is what you want. I hope you're happy. You definitely deserve it. You're an incredible athlete. You're a super nice guy. And I'm glad that you're going to make your home here in Tampa Bay. I know everybody wants you to come on the show and everybody wants to talk to you, but know that you'll always have a home here. You're always welcome to come on. We could talk football. We could talk, charity. We could talk whatever you want. We're just happy to talk to you today and say thank you for all that you've done for the community and that you continue to do.
Well, no, I'm thankful for you, Mike, and Gio, and everyone at your show, man. It means a lot that you guys took time out today to reach out to me and to show your respect and appreciation. I'm very grateful for that.
We've been trying so hard to get you on the show. I've dropped every name possible. Darren Kearns is a good friend of mine, and I'm like, tell him we know Darren Kearns. Tell him we know. I'm trying to get anybody just to get you on. I mean, but we're happy it finally worked out. Titus came through. By the way, Titus made some weird promises before. I was giving him a crap for hanging out with you and Batista, and he never wants to hang out with me. And then we made plans to go out, all of us, me, you, Batista, and Titus, to go out to dinner. And then he started talking about skinny dipping afterwards. So you may want to talk to him about that, straighten that out a little bit.
No, I'm not even going to approach that conversation with him.
All right, I don't blame you.
You know Titus, man. Titus always finds a way to coerce people to doing things.
Yeah.
So he's a guy. I'm grateful for him. I can honestly say that the man that I am today has definitely been had a lot to do with him.
Right, so, because he makes you feel guilty because he does so much. You're like, God, I got to try and do half of what he does.
It's just inspiring.
Yeah,
it's you know, being from Alabama, you know, seeing an African American man who's from this city, and when you talk about humble beginnings, like this guy is not only just being a a superhero in the community, but he's doing it in his city.
Yep.
So it's so much passion, so much love, and he's affecting everyone. No, he's not just affecting one person. He's very diverse in his effort, and he's very intentional in what he does. So when you surround yourself with people like him, you have no room. You have no other option but for to be successful.
True.
Not bad for a Gator, right?
Yeah. Since I came to Tampa, like I've really enjoyed my Gators. Like Titus is one. Amy Weber, who works in tickets for the Bucks, is like one of my top Gator friends, and Bridget Bello, who does the Tampa Bay business in Wealth Journal, she's one of my good friends. So I have a lot of Gator friends who got my back, and I really love them.
All right, well that's good, ladies and gentlemen. Jameis Winston, Jameis, thank you, and we're here for you. If you ever need anything, you're welcome on the show anytime, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you. I don't know if you can still hear me, but there you go, Jameis Winston. You're a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback. What a good guy.
Yeah. I've been saying that for forever.
We know he was a nice guy, Gio. Yeah. We knew he was nice.
I'm going to take a couple of days off, guys.
You know what?
That was awesome.
He's going to listen to that on repeat when he's talking to Gio directly to him. He's just going to have that on a loop. Oh,
that's
man.
His ringtone now.
I cannot deny that.
You did better than when John Brennan talked to the guy from Lost. we had the guy from Lost on, the handsome
Matthew
guy.
Matthew Fox, I think.
Yeah. We had him on the air, and we brought John, who was a huge fan of Lost. We brought John in and put him on the phone with him, and John was like, he all of a sudden was Adam Sandler.
How can you not like that guy?
I'm going to tell you right now, you just set up a ticking time bomb, though. Gio's going to get drunk, and his wife's going to say something. He goes, who talked to Jameis Winston today? Me, not you. Yeah. Go teach the kids.
Oh,
he said he appreciates me.
He did?
And I appreciate him as well.
Oh, man.
The feeling is 100% mutual now.
Nice.
No. I hope he goes somewhere and he does great. And I really do.
Yeah.
He's a nice kid. All right, we got to take a break. Now I really do have to go pee. It's a Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show.